This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast. Man, Florida's effed up.
If you were with us yesterday, we talked about the crazy story and posted the crazy video at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com of the man who was attacked by an alligator behind a bar in Port Charlotte.
Yes.
Looked like, well, it was pretty obvious that man's arm was gone.
Yeah, ripped his arm off.
Although I couldn't bring myself to watch the raw video.
I was going to say, no, we only watched about 6 seconds of the video.
James did and confirmed the arm was gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do it. Crazy enough, what does that guy do today?
He went back for a swim.
Talks to the news.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
He did an interview from his hospital bed about how he lost his arm.
Well,
in that alligator attack, and he's pretty positive.
Hmm.
Well, I wonder what was going on, you know?
He's probably on some meds, too.
Yeah. They make you feel pretty happy in there.
He's a 23-year-old guy that fell into the pond, and he's telling his story to NBC2. Take a listen here.
I didn't lose my life, lost an arm. It's not the end of the world.
It's that attitude, that outlook on life that stands out about Jordan Rivera. Despite being laid up in a hospital bed with wires all over, he's counting his blessings. His mother is, too.
That's the best thing is that I have him. Like, yes, arm gone, very traumatic, but he's here.
An alligator attacked Jordan early Sunday morning, biting off his right arm and nearly taking his life.
They got my elbow, so I don't have an elbow, but I can still move my arm around and whatnot.
Jordan doesn't remember much of what happened. What he does recall is that the bar he was at, Bandidos in Port Charlotte, was busy, and the bathroom line was long.
Oh, no.
So he walked to the pond out back.
I just saw a little lake. Just trying to go over there and just, you know, take a little pee or whatnot. Something happened where I either tripped or, like, something, the ground below me kind of just went down.
Waste.
And I ended up in the water. And that's literally the last thing I remember.
The next time he opened his eyes, he was here in the hospital. It's then he found out that the gator ate his arm.
Confusion. I was like, whoa. Like, I was just, because I woke up and I was just sitting here. And I looked over. And then I saw my arm the way it was, and I was like, ooh. It kind of just looked like my arm just there, but not there.
If you think this story is wild, you're not the only one. Try telling it to the guy who's living through it, but remembers nothing.
It was just the craziest thing. It was like almost like out of a movie.
A movie that could have had a terribly tragic ending, but instead turned into a story of heroes. People at the bar rushed to help Jordan, pulling him from the water and putting a tourniquet on his arm.
I call them angels that were there that saved his life. The chances of someone being there with a tourniquet, to me, it's a miracle that he's here.
The story has captivated people all across Southwest Florida, but has also stirred up the rumor mill. Some people online claiming he was feeding the gator.
That is completely not true. They don't even serve food at that bar, so how would I couldn't have served the gator food.
Instead of spreading lies, Jordan would rather spread awareness that Florida's prehistoric predators aren't playing games.
I just show him my arm, hey, bud.
Jordan is not 100% out of the woods yet. Alligators are notoriously filthy animals, so doctors do want to go back into that wound and clean out any just remaining bacteria. After that, Jordan says hopefully 5 or 6 days after that, he should be on his way to rehab. Peter, Kyla?
I can't believe he's so calm after what happened. Gage, well, do we know what happened to the alligator that bit him?
He killed it, right?
Yeah, most situations, we really don't find out what happened to that alligator. So I contacted both the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission and the trapper that actually caught that alligator. They both tell me that it was hauled away and it was euthanized. This is a pretty typical process for whenever an alligator actually attacks a human being. So unfortunate for the alligator, but it's just one of the processes that the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission goes through.
The dude's doing all right for what he's gone through.
Pretty amazing.
I think it helps that he was probably absolutely wanged out of his mind and doesn't remember any of it, really.
Yeah, but you wake up and you don't have an arm.
Yes.
And like, you just act like, I don't have an arm.
What are you going to do? I feel like that guy knew he was going to lose something in life, eventually, I guess.
Man, don't pee in a Florida pond.
It's a drunk mistake.
Okay.
It's like a huge it is drunk a huge mistake.
Wait in the line. Wait in the damn line.
I call those people... like my little Marlboro lights, they just came down.
Mom, what's your feeling on everything today?
Oh, I'm just glad he's alive. Thank God those little angels, those little Marlboro lights were all around him and they tied the tourniquet to him.
Sorry, that's what you call angels?
Yeah, Marlboro lights.
Like the lights from the heaven?
Yeah, kind of.
That's it.
Kind of.
They filter down.
Exactly. You nailed it.
Saved your child.
My little Marlboro Lights.
What do you think of the gator that got your son?
Real son of a bitch. Really? Like, you know? Glad it's dead.
Oh, wow.
Glad they killed it. Yeah. I asked if I could kill it.
I mean, it was just doing its thing, right? That's its
home. That's what they say. That's what they say.
Your son kind of.
It's probably a dinosaur, you know?
Yeah, I get it, but.
It's a dinosaur.
Your son.
My son didn't feed it.
Well. He didn't, but he fell in there.
Kind of did with his arm, though.
I guess he did.
He did feed it, I guess.
Yes, he did. Any messages?
Everything's working out
any
here.
Any messages you want to share with
anyone
watching?
Stay strong! Life is good!
Thanks, Florida Mom.
Just wait. My advice would be just wait in the bathroom.
That's it. Yep. I gave the same advice. So we wish you guys well. Thanks for
thank you.
Thanks for stopping.
Thanks.
You okay? Need some more of your little angels?
Oh, you got some?
Yeah, here you go. There's a pack
thank
of angels
you.
For you.
Isn't it crazy that somebody filmed it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
But that's
yeah.
the world we live in.
I just thought of that.
Like, I think yeah, it's just like, people.
It's pretty awful. Yeah.
If you hear people screaming, I think there are some people's reaction is the dialer. Mm. Some is, I'm going to go help. And then some is, start recording. I do. I think that is the three people on the scene that could show up.
What?
There's a GoFundMe.
Of course there is. Please go to our GoFundMe
account. Where do you think the gator eaten arm GoFundMe will be at?
It's probably about a 280.
It better not be more than the baby.
Oh, it's going to be more than
the guy
baby.
That saved the baby.
It's going to be
definitely
gonna be
a lot more.
It's going to be.
Which was at about 450
bucks? It was 450 bucks.
How much does alligator arm guy have?
Don't
Let's
you
check
dare.
In the tote.
Oh,
$13,090.
A man saved a baby.
So irritating.
This man fed alligator his own arm.
$13,090 of his $50,000 goal.
Yeah. A man saved a baby.
I understand. There any way to go back and find the baby one and hope to God it took off?
Homeless man saves
baby.
Yes.
You guys are forgetting he got that job. So.
Oh, yeah, the dishwashing job at, where was it?
Endless amount of money he could be making with that job.
That could go on for years. You're where right.
Applebee's.
Yeah. Yep. Dishwasher.
Applebee's dishwasher. God, please.
Washing good in the neighborhood. Okay, let's see here if his GoFundMe link is in the story.
He didn't advertise it. Good.
Oh, has been, it yeah. says there. GoFundMe has been
GoFundMe
created,
has
but they
been
don't
created.
Even put the link.
We'll put his name and then the GoFundMe.
Oh,
his
okay.
First
his real name.
Name
is
Nessman.
Ronald Nessman.
Yeah.
Ronald
Nessman. Let's get this man some money. Let's
my God, here. Please.
It makes me angry, just it like a does. Drunk mistake yeah, at a bar.
Gets more money,
gets
than,
more
a
money than a guy saving a baby's life.
It is so hard. This is the problem, right?
Is it already gone?
Is
it already gone? It made so little.
Can you go to GoFundMe to search his name?
You can't even pull it up when, no matter how you look at it. Okay, GoFundMe. Let's. All these fake links just getting to GoFundMe. Okay, there we go. Let's see if we can find him on here. Ronald? No.
No.
What?
They took it down.
They must have
it's
taken
gone.
It down because it only raised $450.
I'm so sad. It's so bad.
By the way, in the video, that guy putting a tourniquet around that guy's arm did have a cigarette hanging
he
out
was.
Of his
yes,
no.
yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. He was a little Marlboro Light.
I've got you, don't
I'll
worry.
Save you.
My name's Nick. Nicotine.
I'm a friend of your mom's. Me and your mom used to date.
We still actually. Dally.
I'm your dad.
Yeah, no, his GoFundMe is gone.
No.
His GoFundMe is gone. Jeez.
I found one.
Oh, you did?
That he set up for himself.
Okay.
Oh, I'm trying to read. That doesn't work as much.
He's trying to get help finding money to get his own apartment.
Yeah.
And it's even lower than the last one.
No.
See, you can't start
what
it yourself.
Is it?
You can't it's start it yourself.
$260.
Oh,
no.
Man.
No.
Alligator arm, $13,090.
Oh, no.
Homeless man saves a baby's life from being smushed by a car. A couple of $100.
Yep. You just never know. But I would have thought a man who saved a baby whose stroller was rolling into traffic.
Right.
Would have done just fine. Yeah.
The world, huh?
These GoFundMes are crazy.
No, I know.
Yeah, I've never really scrolled through.
Oh, are you just like scrolling through random
people
ones?
People just ask for money for everything. Yeah. A lot of them have zero, thankfully.
I've seen something where like someone got into like a fender bender.
Oh, yeah,
and they asked for a GoFundMe. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know.
That'd be like me starting a GoFundMe for plane tickets. I love to travel.
Yeah, that's it.
Travel as much as I'd like. Yeah. So if you'd like to help,
imagine how many scams are on there.
Oh my God!
That's why we never linked to anyone.
No.
One time we almost fell for one that was a scam, and I vowed then we would never post a link. Unfortunately, there's some great causes, but a lot of them are scams. So
we're not even going to do the baby man guy. Hero.
No.
We can't because who knows what he'll get up to.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, true.
Afterwards, while you're sitting on the
exactly,
you never know. You never know.
He saved one baby, but this is what he did. No.
All right. It was an eventful afternoon on I-75 in Holly, Michigan, as a runaway cow got on the freeway.
That was in Holly, Michigan.
Yes, and out of nowhere,
there's a cowboy here.
There's a cowboy, a wrangler.
Where did this cowboy come from?
Holly, Michigan. Captured a lot of people's attention. The video went viral yesterday. If you haven't seen it yet, here's the story of what went down from WXYZ-TV.
By now, you've probably seen this viral video of a cowboy on I-75. And turns out the man in the video is a professional cow catcher here in Michigan by the name of Ricky Littlejohn.
Look at Ricky Littlejohn!
It's not Texas, but a pasture just south of Jackson, where you'll find a true Michigan cowboy named Ricky Littlejohn, one of just a few in the entire state.
So how long have you been in this business?
Oh, I think I roped my first cow when I was 15.
Littlejohn and his fiance Trina Resendez are professional cow catchers, not only roping cows at rodeos, but catching loose cows in real life.
Absolutely. We do this almost every day.
But not usually on a highway.
Not on the highway.
But that's where their most recent job took them. A steer missing for 6 weeks was found just north of Holly, wandering near I-75.
They called me and were like, hey, is there any way you can come up here and help? And I was a little nervous about going because it's super dangerous to be on the highway.
But Littlejohn called his team, brought in horses, dogs, and rope, eventually chasing the animal in the middle of the freeway. Horse. His practice paid off, roping the 1,200-pound animal before it was hit by a car.
Because he was fine, put another rope on it.
Yeah, it was not hit by a car. Because he roped it. Yes, he roped it before it could be hit by a car.
Grammar.
Woo, yeah, let's do pauses in the correct places.
It was hit by a car.
Because he was fighting, I put another rope on it and kind of worked as a team after that.
I've never been, you know,
this guy.
Like,
I love this
guy. I've never seen anything like this happen before, and it was just really cool to be a part of.
The entire chase caught on dash cam by a Michigan State police trooper.
That is dangerous.
The video, now a viral hit. The local cowboy, now local hero, is enjoying the ride, just happy he could help out and that no one was seriously hurt.
Oh, yeah, it's been crazy. My phone's been nonstop. All the Yellowstone comments and all sorts of stuff. They put music behind the video and everything, and it's been pretty entertaining.
He got on the cow!
Loose and need the services of RJL Cow Catching. You can find Ricky Littlejohn on Facebook.
Ricky Littlejohn, this is incredible!
Michigan's very own cowboy.
Who knew we had that?
Dude, if that guy's single, he is about to get
his lady.
He's got a fine lady.
Yeah,
that was his?
He's doing just fine.
Good-looking couple there. Yeah.
Wrangling cowgirl. He's doing just fine.
But they tie each other up.
Are you sure they're together?
Yes, fiance.
Oh, fiance. Okay. Yeah. I missed that part. I was too busy listening to the other guy say that he was.
Is that a lucrative business?
I don't know. But they do the rodeos or they do. Yeah, they travel probably or something.
Yeah, they probably do shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. But if that's your thing.
I don't know how I'd react or what my brain would do if I saw that on the highway, if I saw somebody wrangling a cow.
I don't know. It's not something you expect to see.
Ricky Littlejohn.
I'd
almost think there, I'm like, oh man, I've wandered onto like some kind of movie set. Like it just doesn't seem real. Like you, all of a sudden horses appear on the side of the road, like, and a cow.
It's just, it's an odd one.
Just think, Chuck, that could have been in your life if you weren't a lazy baby.
That's true.
He has the same, cowboy life.
He has the same horse that I had in my video game. Unfortunately.
Yeah, but so you've just done it in video games, but yep, not in real life.
In a video game, though, man, I'm a hell of a cowboy.
Yeah,
not that cool, though.
He's taken, he's got a, he's got a daughter.
Yeah, lady up there.
Yeah, beautiful lady.
Yep.
But, yeah, if he was a single dude, man, oh man, life would have been pretty good for him right about now. Yeah, you may know me as Ricky Littlejohn.
Yeah. There's like a video of like this little girl that is in her mom's car and she's recording her, and there was like a cowboy filling up his gas tank or something, and their little girl's like, that's a cowboy, and he talks about this cowboy and he's like, he's cute. And so all these different girls have used that sound talking about different cowboys. Cowboys do just fine.
No, it turns
they
out they do
just
turns
fine.
Out ladies like a cowboy,
they do fine.
Absolutely. Well, some teens in Cadillac, Michigan, were pissed their parents didn't approve of their relationship. So they stole one of their parents' Jeeps, and they took off for beautiful Bowling Green, Ohio.
Oh, my God.
Their dreams come true.
Yeah. They've said it for years.
It's right on the side when you enter.
Yeah.
Bowling Green, where dreams come true.
Yep. Yeah.
What happened? Well, the cops got them because the car, of course, was reported stolen. And here's the latest from 13ABC.
A ping on a plate reader.
Sounds like the male stole that vehicle from his parents.
And a stolen Jeep is suddenly on police radar.
If he would not have reported it, it would not have been entered in that national database. They never would have been located.
The alert happened last Thursday at about 3:30 in the afternoon. Bowling Green police say it came from a stationary camera on North Main Street. It notified them about the stolen Jeep and two runaway teenagers from Cadillac, Michigan.
In their mind, they thought this was the only way to continue pursuing their relationship.
Lieutenant Adam Scaff with BG Police says a 15-year-old girl and a 16-year-old boy were running away to be together.
They indicated that part of the reason that they had fled was because the parents of the female juvenile didn't like the relationship.
It's a relationship that led them 250 miles from home, ultimately landing them behind bars. In this parking lot on the north side of campus, police say they found that stolen Jeep Liberty, and inside, $6,000 in cash, a box containing gold and silver coins and bars,
damn,
and two teenagers under a blanket.
The male asked the officer whether he should be concerned about the fact that he did not have a full driver's license as he only had a temporary permit. The officer explained to him that the driving infraction was the least of his concern.
Police put the two in handcuffs and took them to the Wood County Juvenile Detention Center. Both were charged with felonies for receiving stolen property. Police say those teens are now no longer being held here and that their parents may decide whether to press charges in Michigan.
Now, during a search of the Jeep, officers did find a prescription bottle with crystals inside. One of the teens said it was smelling salts. However, BG police sent it out for testing. And depending on what comes back, those teens could face drug charges here in Ohio.
Probably smelling
salts. So they took all their parents' cash, their car, their gold bars, and just cut loose for Bowling Green.
Little bastards.
This is
why I'm getting a safe. I'm getting a safe.
Bastards?
I can't have any
Baby,
of my
where's
coins.
Where's my gold?
What if someone stole all the pennies I found?
Ooh.
I'd be devastated.
Right, they'd have 17.
You know what sucks about this is, like, this I realize is now the life I'm about to start moving into.
Oh,
of
teenage
like
life?
Teenage love.
Yeah.
Where
anything can happen.
You think it's the love of your life, that it's going to be forever and all this stuff, and there's a good chance someone steals a car and steals
all your
pennies
gold.
And then...
Gosh,
and takes off. I hope not. But I mean, it's just the truth.
Luckily, all you've got to lose is
you're
some
so
pennies.
Dumb when you're that age. Like, you just think it's going to be this amazing thing.
Oh, right. This is the rest of your life.
Oh, you're all, we're dumb, but we usually don't do something like that.
I know. We're not that dumb, but that's pretty dumb.
Yeah, that is pretty dumb.
I just think it's one of those things, like, as a dad, I feel like some of the worst things that you could do is try to end something. You know? Like,
you're never going to see that person again!
No, don't do that.
And then, you know what happens? They do everything with that person that you're afraid of.
Dallas 15 and the 16-year-old wants to keep hanging out.
I just have to realize that the more you squeeze, the worse it ends up.
That's true.
It is definitely
and
history.
So
you just push them away.
That's it. You push them away. You, like everybody's
just do
gonna
behind
make
the scene threats or something.
Oh yeah. Like, well, no. I mean, I'll clean my guns. I mean, I'll do the same. I'll clean all my guns in front of them.
Yeah.
Like,
give them the crazy eyes.
You guys have all that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just I'm like, subtle. Do the bat contract. Where I'm like, can you sign this for me? Can you sign this? Just letting you know, you're signing a contract. When you sign that bat, this bat hurts you.
As a dad of two boys, I really haven't gone through that. As a dad of a girl.
But you haven't had anyone like say, hey, I don't want my kid to hang out with my daughter or anything like that either? Because, that's a thing that can happen too.
Sure. No, Aiden's only had like one serious girlfriend so far, and the family like embraced him as one of their own. And
yeah.
That's all good, but... Yeah, it's different times when your kids start dating.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Get your calculator out, because here's another car theft story, but you're going to need to add up all the people arrested here. Four kids in Maryland were caught driving around in two different stolen cars last week. They were teenagers, and two adults were with them, an 18-year-old and 21-year-old.
Okay.
Turned out they'd also just stolen stuff from a nearby store. The two adults got thrown in jail, and the four kids were charged as juveniles. So that's six arrests so far. I'm just getting started.
Okay.
The kids had to get picked up at the jail by a guardian. And when the guardian showed up, the car she was in was also stolen.
Oh.
There were three women in there, and a guy was driving. Cops thought it was hot because a back window was smashed.
Yep.
They were right. After the three women got dropped off, cops tracked down the car and arrested four more people inside it, the driver and three other teenagers. Meanwhile, the three women who got dropped off at the jail also got arrested. By now, I'm sure you've lost count. Here's the final tally. A total of 13 people were arrested here. Seven juveniles and six adults. They all apparently knew each other, and they were between 13 and 21 years old. It's not clear what the guardian situation was all about or where their parents were during all this. Cops say all three of the stolen cars, Hyundais. And you know, just like the Kias, they're being stolen a lot right now thanks to this dumb social media Kia boys trend that shows you how easy it is to steal them.
So all of these people were loosely Kia boys.
Exactly, Kia people.
Yeah, Kia people.
But in the end, 13 total arrests.
How do you show up to pick up someone from jail in a stolen car? Oh, my God.
It's you just weren't counting on the fact that they do that license plate reading.
I guess not.
When your back window smashed out, that's a dead giveaway.
It's pretty obvious.
Something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
No one likes to get their ass beat.
Nope.
But no dude especially would like to get his ass beaten by a woman at an intersection during a little case of road rage. This guy was destroyed.
No, I feel like it could happen to me.
This happened at an intersection in Fort Myers. Here's the story.
It's just wild. You can see these people are fighting in the middle of the road. It's a busy intersection. One woman is just punching a man inside the truck over and over again. This happened today along Winkler Road and Gladiolus Drive.
Please.
NBC2's Mercedes Martinez is there tonight speaking with the man who took this video.
Is that a man or is that the woman's?
Locals I showed that video to were shocked to see people fist fighting in the middle of this intersection. They say drivers need to keep calm and have patience.
Absolutely shocking.
Crazy.
You've probably seen upset drivers on the road before, but Dalton Lee says this video he captured on camera was extreme.
That's a man. And gestures and people yelling and honking their horns, but nothing to this extent.
Punches being thrown at each other and hair yanking
he's
in the middle of traffic between
she's
a truck's
got his
passenger
hair,
and this
and
woman.
She's
unacceptable behavior.
This happened this afternoon on Winkler Road and Gladiolus Drive.
Winkler.
Lee says he pulled out his phone immediately after he saw this altercation get physical.
Just zoomed in and, you know, just sat back and kind of watched it all unfold.
The Lee County Sheriff's Office says they're investigating and that someone may have stolen the other's cell phone. We're working to find out if these people knew each other or if they were strangers.
Keep your calm because you never know what the other person could do. There's nothing worse doing that to another person.
Lee says good Samaritans try to intervene, like the man you see here.
Please stop killing him.
Everyone got away. And for now, Lee pleads drivers on the road to be safe.
It's hot, traffic's bad, but try to keep your cool and let's all just love each other.
Local in Fort Myers, Mercedes Martinez, NBC2.
Yep. It's just
Lady's a beast.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she beat the hell out of that man.
He did not expect it, right?
I mean, now you're going to go to work and, you know, everyone's going to see you get destroyed by a lady.
She was switching arms. She was like filling him in with the lefts.
Yep.
And then she switched to the rights. Like, he didn't realize who he was in a fight with.
Because he was fighting back and then he stopped. He was like, Yeah.
She was mad.
Yeah. And he did. He was like in the passenger seat and leaning over his girlfriend, who was obviously driving, and just
she almost pulled him out of the whole vehicle.
She really did by the hair.
Yeah, that driver was a male dude. Needs to work on his arm strength.
No, I'm telling you, when you watch it, he is from the passenger seat, leaning over his girlfriend who's driving, and getting railed,
destroyed.
He stepped in to try and save his lady. Turns out
he might have got a shot in late, but it was not even close.
Oh, bad case of road rage. All right, we're off now to New York, where a woman has been arrested for exposing more than her nuggets.
Oh, really?
This woman charged with exposing herself at a McDonald's, according to police. 49-year-old Cheryl Johnson of Westbury, New York, was arrested. They responded to a call at the Route 350 McDonald's location. Report of a woman exposing herself. Turns out this lady had laid down in the McDonald's, pulled her pants and underpants off.
As you do.
And then pulled her legs above her head.
Wow. The female bowl of fruit.
While nude.
Check out my Big Mac.
Down. Yeah.
It's beefy, ain't it?
Yikes.
It's all beef curtains.
Yep. She then got into her SUV.
Wow.
And popped out the sunroof and whipped her top off.
Okay. Holy cow, huh?
She's having a wild time.
She was.
Having a midlife crisis or something.
Police arrested her at the scene. She was charged for exposure of a person. She was processed at police headquarters and then released on an appearance ticket to return to court in a couple of weeks. I have not found, unfortunately, a mugshot of her because I would love to see what the lady looks like that gives the female bowl of fruit.
I don't even know how I would explain that. You know, a lot of times in McDonald's, you're there, you got your kids, and you would have to explain what you just saw
to them.
I don't know, kids.
That's a crazy woman. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
She needs some mental help.
That's
something
they'll
never forget, that's for sure.
No, you can't. I mean, that's burned in there for forever.
No. New fetish unlocked for those kids.
Oh, no. Mickey D's fetish.
That can't be her. That's just a picture of someone else.
But,
they have her name? of her name, but yeah, I looked it up.
Just look her name without McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, for maybe the previous records.
Or just something.
See,
anything.
I looked up this.
He did.
And it didn't go to all. To see if we can find anything here.
Strips naked.
It's just, yeah, it's every story.
All story about her.
No social.
No.
You can imagine she's a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm going to guess. I don't think it's her first run in.
No.
I'm still laughing about all beef curtains.
To all beef curtains, special
oh,
sauce.
God.
Ooh,
no.
God.
No.
I think it's on a whole new meaning. Big Mac jingle, huh?
Yep, it does. Makes it not as appealing.
No. Oh, could this could be her,
no,
right?
Oh, my goodness.
No,
please,
she
no.
couldn't work for
please, no.
a professional company.
Well, you never know, dude.
No, that's
just scary.
That's not. That's
that
unfortunate.
Been a shocker.
My God. What? Yeah. It just sucks so bad.
That your image comes off.
Have yep. the name of someone who gets
nude. And then
nude
for us
Mickey
to even
D's.
Think that could that be that
it could
be her.
Be her. Oh, it's not. Yeah. It's not. Just someone who looked like it could have been. Sorry, Cheryl.
I know, you're accused of giving the bowl of fruit.
Right.
The female music.
You
oh, it's her, it's
yeah,
her. It's
that
her. Oh, no,
that
it's
red
not.
Show us your
big
curtains again, yeah. You nasty bitch.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, sorry, you just work for Blue Cross.
Yeah. Not her. Totally different state.
Yeah, not her at all. Too bad.
Oh, well.
You know, Germans are known for getting crazy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
One German has paid the price. A German tourist faces having his penis amputated after a 24-hour ecstasy and Viagra sex marathon with his wife on vacation has left him with septic shock.
Oh, no.
Oh, he let it be a boner for too long.
Wow. For a wife, huh?
The 50-year-old man is in serious condition this morning in a hospital in Grosseto, Italy, after having sex under the influence of drugs for an estimated 24 hours.
Jeez.
The two allegedly had this crazy sex session after taking MDMA at their apartment in Castel del Piano.
Yep. He's 50?
He's 50, yeah.
He's
oh
taking MDMA.
Oh, my God.
Well,
yeah.
It's like a limit.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's a kid drug.
I can't do that.
Grow Germans, up. They're crazy.
Yeah. yeah, that's right. The German factor.
I didn't even get into raves until I was 47. I've taken MDMA for the last 25 years.
It's like a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's just what I do.
It's absolutely what they do.
We have
so,
the wicked sex.
Like, of course I had sex for 24 hours straight.
You don't?
On MDMA, owned by Viagra.
It's just what we do here in Germany.
Of course, I didn't know I was going to be hospitalized.
Septic shock.
Septic so, penis.
They take ecstasy. He takes Viagra. They bang and dance for 24 hours, right? Out
right.
of control.
Right.
Out of control. And then following this, he felt quite sick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When he finally started remembering stuff.
And then they realized, oh, we got to get you to the hospital. Yeah. So his wife accompanied him to the hospital. He's been in the hospital for several days now. His condition described as serious. He is currently in intensive care.
Yeah.
The septic shock caused necrosis of his penis and scrotum.
Oh, God, yeah, that's no good.
And now he faces amputation.
No more sex.
I was going to say, do you think she leaves? Because,
if you used to be in jail for
24 hours.
Ecstasy and Viagra.
Yeah.
You can't stay with Johnny No Dick.
Oh, right. No. Easily replaced with any other German guy, too.
100 million German guys waiting to take his spot.
They're all just glow sticks.
I feel like they wouldn't even be sensitive about telling him about it either in Germany. I feel like they'd be like, Javina is gone.
You're right. There's no, like, bedside manner there.
They're actually in Italy, and this place where they're visiting is a popular tourist resort in the foothills of Tuscany, Castel del Piano.
Where do you even find a rave?
You're in that Italian air, sex air.
Sex air, as Lisa That's calls it. Italian sex air.
Yeah.
You must bang in Italy. It's a given.
So what, he just, did he have priapism or whatever?
It's got to be that he just took Viagra for so long that it just the blood got stuck.
He was hard for so long that it caused some big trouble for him.
Right. Yeah.
You don't want to have your penis amputated after a crazy 24-hour
wild vacation. They maybe go to a, you know, a vineyard or something. And some good food.
I went to Tuscany. I didn't quite do ecstasy and Viagra. And
crazy.
Yeah, you did.
What a crazy time.
Yeah, that's what everyone does there.
I did go to a wine tasting and a nice cellar. Had some
three cheese. That's one way to do. That's really one way for
a little calmer.
You know.
Some cured meats.
Yeah,
like they basically did Tuscany or whatever like a 18-year-old couple would have done.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
But when you're 50,
hit the rave,
it's much more dangerous. And that's what happens.
You boys know where any good raves are? Everywhere. Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Do you have any MDMA? It's everywhere as well. Pretty awesome.
And Viagra, too.
it's not for everybody, and I would say it's usually a young man and young woman's game.
Yeah, for sure.
But
it is.
They are, and I guess you're seeing what happens.
Someone said, "How's she going to leave him? Do they have TGI Fridays in Germany?"
I
don't think
what
so.
Need
to figure out something else.
What, how do you say Friday in German? TGI free tags.
The TGI free tags.
I'm going to take you to TGI free tags. We need to talk.
Bad news.
First of all, let's get the tater skins.
Some tater skins.
Your penis is dead.
Gone.
Oh, that's so bad.
Horrible conversation to have with someone. I'm leaving you because your penis is dead.
Well, you know how we were talking about like that perfume that Jude Law had made?
Yes.
Guess what?
She should get that.
Well, no. Like, I think he's... That down there, it's got necrosis, so think it's smelling pretty terrible.
Blood, sweat, and poop?
Well, like death. Yeah.
I thought you were suggesting she should get it so she could leave him that way, like he she smells.
Oh, it's not. Thank you. Thank you for doing that, anyone. It is a nicer way to be let down. Like, thank God that girl dumped
me.
Once they
amputate,
he'll be okay, but like right now, while they're trying to save it, I bet it's really terrible.
Jesus.
Really terrible.
What a bad way to lose your stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, there's never a good way to lose your stuff, but that.
I hope that he wasn't doing other things and doesn't even remember the 24-hour marathon that he had. Because it'd be a shame if you...
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah. If you didn't remember at least that epic night. Like, at least if you had an epic night and you're like, yeah, my penis died that night.
Yeah, but it's not worth all that.
I know. Epic it's never night. Worth that. It's never worth that.
A vacation you'll never forget.
It ruins a vacation when your penis dies. As nice as it is. I know it's a lovely area, but when your penis dies there...
Oh, they have one TGI Fridays in Berlin. She's got to take him to Berlin.
We have to go to Berlin. I have some news I have to break to you.
Bye.
We have to go to TGI Fridays and I will get you some delicious potato skins.
Oh, no.
We'll tell you the bad news about my beaner.
Everything's fine, right?
No.
It is not.
So sad.
Poor man. But don't do ecstasy and Viagra and have a 24-hour sex marathon.
No.
Another warning from Dave and Chuck the Freak. All right, here's something. I'm sure you know some people cheat at their bachelor and bachelorette parties. In fact, maybe you've even seen it happen. Maybe you've done it yourself. What I never would assume is that more than 70% of Americans admit they've cheated at their bachelor or bachelorette parties.
You know why I think it's so high? I feel like there's a lot of people that do things at a bachelor or bachelorette party that they themselves or their group of friends would not consider cheating. However, under a panel of everyday America, I think people are like, oh, yeah, no. Like, you had a stripper was sitting on your face? That's
cheating.
That's cheating. Yeah. I mean, a stripper did what with his thing and mixed your drink, and then you...
Sampled a cocktail?
You know, like, there was a piece of, whipped cream, and you licked it off the end? Just a quick little thing? Like, I think some people in the moment think, oh, that was just fun and games or whatever. It's like, upon further review,
they surveyed 6,000 people about any frisky business at these events. They defined cheating as ranging from aggressive flirting to sexting or sleeping with someone other than their partner. So if you define it, I guess, as aggressive flirting.
Well, I think that that kind of stuff is, I mean, it all depends the type of bachelor party or bachelorette party that you're having.
Right.
You know, if you're at a bachelorette party and you end up behind a towel on a stage, probably people would be upset if they found out about it.
I got my ass whipped.
That's what I mean.
I got my ass whipped by strippers.
Yeah.
They say these events often fueled by alcohol, of course, controlled substances, peer pressure, and a lack of communication between partners about what's what is not, and what is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have cheated at your bachelor or bachelorette party, or if you know someone that did, you want to share a quick story, 1-855-954-6969. So I think I've only been to one bachelor party with you, Chuck. Would you describe what happened to that guy as cheating?
I mean, I think some people would be pretty upset that a man that they were with had his taint and balls painted blue by a woman.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
You're right. It all depends on the person.
You know, I mean, I think some people would have a problem with that.
Like with a paintbrush or with
spray? Spray paint.
Spray paint.
So she was some distance.
Yeah. Still had her hands
down. She gave him literal
pants.
Blue balls.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think that was the least thing that that guy did. You know,
still getting,
but I just think, like a lot of people would be pretty upset.
Someone said, you guys are looking at this the wrong way. You can't cheat at a bachelor, bachelorette party. That's the point of having one. If you haven't said the vows, there's no promise to break.
Oh, wow. Yep. So see,
some people look at it a different way.
That's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people are like, oh, no, you can do, it's your last hurrah. You can do whatever you want. And I think most people, when you analyze it, would be fairly upset if they knew the stuff that happened there.
Matthew's with us in Florida talking about cheating at bachelor and bachelorette parties. What's your story?
Penis balls. Good
penis.
Morning. So I was a stripper in my 20s for a brief period. I just did it for a summer at the Massachusetts. That's when I lived up there. And this didn't happen to me personally.
Okay.
But one of my buddies did a bachelorette party, and he had sex with the bride-to-be at that party, and he was in constant communication with her. She was texting him during the honeymoon, and then they continued to have an affair after they got back from the honeymoon.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
That is so bad.
That is not good.
That's bad, bad, bad.
That's not great.
So what ended up happening, do you know?
I got out of business. I just did it for a quick summer. I got out of my system, and I never really followed up with my buddies to see what happened to them.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times it just goes right back to maybe they don't get caught. It just goes back to,
like the song says, fell in love with a stripper.
Yeah, it can happen, I guess.
It can happen.
You shouldn't, because don't really love you.
They're going to break your heart. That's why some people don't have them, right?
All of my friends, all of us, our whole core group of friends had all said, whenever anyone gets married, none of us are allowed to have that kind of
bachelor party.
So
I've been to some bachelor parties. They were never like the stripper kind, though. It was always just people hanging out drinking. And
yeah, like we just did. We would go away golfing.
Right, see, Amber and I did cave to peer pressure because our friends planned these parties, right? Yep. The girls took Amber to a male strip club. The guys took me to, you know, female strip clubs.
Yep.
Three of them.
Yep.
And got me destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been as sick in my life. By the end of that night, I puked for hours.
Yeah, and like all of us guys, when we would talk about it, it'd be like, none of us wants to go through that. Like, we just didn't.
Yeah.
It was like, no, and then just, you never know what can happen.
Someone said at my bachelor party, the stripper put a strap-on dildo on my forehead and made me penetrate her like a rhino.
Yep.
While making rhino sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I told my wife.
Oh, boy.
She said she didn't consider that cheating. you're lucky. I feel like
you've
99% of women would consider penetrating a woman with a head dildo cheating.
Yeah, I think he dodged somehow dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
You've penetrated someone else.
Because the chindo and all that have really taken off in that
He didn't
world.
Find out what she did to the male stripper and her.
Well, that's all right. Yeah. Maybe that's why she's so forgiving.
Yeah,
maybe
you
that's
never it. Know. Yep.
Aaron's in Boston. What's your story, Aaron?
So I went with a group of paramedics and nurses. We're all in healthcare. We're with the groom. We're going for his bachelor party down in New Orleans. His soon-to-be wife works at one of the hospitals we all go into and work at also. She's at home. We get off the plane. We go to the first bar we're going to. He meets the bartender. He goes to order a drink. Before the night's over, he has left his soon-to-be bride for this bartender. He never flew back with us back to Boston. He stayed in New Orleans, quit his job.
What? Oh, no way.
He gave up his whole life.
Is he for a bartender? Did it work out?
The worst part was we flew back like 2 days early because we never saw him after that bar. We thought he was dragging behind us, and he wasn't. He just stayed, and we had to fly back and tell his fiance that she had to call him.
Wow.
But we all worked together. Everyone was either a paramedic or a nurse. We see each other every day.
Do you know anything?
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Do you know anything about how this guy's life has ended up? Like, if they
did he still with the bartender or what happened?
Okay. So this was several years ago, but about a year later, I heard that in New Orleans, I know the paramedic company he worked for had let him go. And I know his wife his fiance had also lost her job at the hospital because she had like a full breakdown.
Oh yeah,
right.
That's so crazy.
I think maybe while she was working, so that didn't go well.
Sure.
It was a disaster.
Oh yeah,
disaster. All right, man.
Thanks.
And I guess it didn't work out with the bartender.
I'm gonna say,
well, no, of
they
course
sound
not.
Like a total mess.
Oh,
nightmare.
You meet a bartender meet and a give bartender. Up your like whole life.
I'm leaving. I'm never coming
this
back
must
to
have
Boston.
Been the hottest bartender.
I'm just gonna stay in this different state.
I'm gonna go to stay in New Orleans. Yeah, it's
holy
love.
Holy hell!
It was meant That's to be. Wild. It was the first bar we went to.
Yep.
I guess it is.
Oh, my God.
So insane.
Yep.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What went wrong at Jeep Weekend? This is an unofficial gathering that happens every year in Texas.
Is this the
year.
Texas one? Oh,
we
man.
Talk about it every year.
Oh, yeah. Because every time it's chaos.
Well, worse than ever.
Oh, no.
Worse than ever. Okay, listen to the stats.
Uh-huh.
230 arrests. 230.
Yeah, yeah.
50 people taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
50?
Yep.
Jesus.
It's Jeep Weekend.
Why did things go so wrong? Here's the story from KPRC. Take a listen.
Take a look at this video. You can see thousands of people on Crystal Beach.
A lot of them are in Jeeps, hanging out on the beach. Typically, alcohol is involved. According to the Galveston County Sheriff's Office, there were a total of 233 arrests yesterday, and more than 200 charges were filed. More than 50 people were rushed to the hospital. One woman is in critical condition.
Oh, no.
Those numbers are up compared to previous years. In 2022, records show 100 arrests were made during Jeep weekend. 200 arrests and one death were reported in 2021. Two people were shot in 2020, and more than 100 arrests were made. One person died in 2019. This year, the sheriff's office says it doubled the amount of deputies. 136 law enforcement officers were in the area yesterday. Deputies are out patrolling on the beach and neighborhoods, making sure neighbors' homes are safe from vandalism.
They should slow down a bit.
And people are expected to be participating in Jeep Weekend again today. And the sheriff's office says they're making sure people are safe. Again, they're going to have extra patrols out there again today.
Dave, that was after one day?
That was after one day.
So who knows how bad it actually ended up getting. You know, they had another whole day of
so
it.
So thank God. I mean, this show is a curse sometimes, but yes, it's also a blessing. Because my son, big Jeep guy, said to me a couple weeks ago, "Oh my God, Dad, there's this big like gathering of Jeep people."
No.
In Texas. I'm
no.
like, hell no. But he couldn't even get the words out of his mouth. I'm like, no, never in your life.
No.
And there's then I showed him the stats from previous years. I'm like, this is why you'll never be there.
Yeah.
As long as I'm alive.
Yeah, there's many other places I'm sure you can gather.
Why does it get so crazy?
It's because it's not just that. It's just a wild party. You saw how many different, it's just people just go there. And it's just insane.
Why are you Jeep people so nuts?
Well, it's not just us.
Wow,
yeah. It's not just us. I mean, Lisa has said a couple times, like, "Let's really get
let's
wasted
rip it up."
But I'm like,
you
"Come on,
me out
settle
of it every time."
I'm like, "Settle down, Lisa. Here's a duck. I like your Jeep. Here's a duck. Settle down."
Like,
I don't
want to
jump
weekend.
That ramp, Lisa. Please, let's not jump ramps.
Be something to see,
but. You know,
yeah, the one woman in critical condition, I guess, fell out of a
Jeep. That's no good.
No,
you know,
gotta stay in the Jeep during Jeep weekend.
Well, I feel like what happens is they're jumping sand things, and you don't realize, like, if you're not strapped in, you're going for a ride. So,
yeah.
Oh, look, well, there's 283 charges filed down there.
Yeah, so that went up.
Yep,
I guess. But yeah, go topless Jeep weekend. I mean, why don't they just shut it down if it gets... Who's paying for 150 effing cops on the beaches?
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's nothing else going on in Galveston that they're like, listen, we can't.
Brings a bunch of money.
It does. It must, right? Jesus. Like, look how many people were down there.
Are Jeeps the only thing that are topless down there?
Probably not.
I would assume. No, we've seen before.
Probably not.
But it's generally not great.
It's not good.
No. Yeah, of course it's not. It's not great.
Yeah, we've seen pictures of some of the ladies, James. I mean, some are great.
Yeah.
Like, that's a... No.
You might get a one Jeep that has, like, a couple but...
Yeah.
Mostly it's me topless.
Generally, they look more like Jeeps.
Yeah.
Themselves.
Just a box.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Not very shapely.
No.
Yeah. Here's right one. There. Here's one for you.
It's this one here, yeah.
Yep.
Can't wait to pop my top off.
Yikes.
Keep it on. Keep it on.
Yeah.
What? Take it off?
Yeah.
Keep it on.
Jeez.
Take them out and shake them? No. You want to come motorboat them?
Okay. Oh, boy. That get lady. In line.
Listen to her. Yeah. Yeah, it's Jeep weekend for you. Well, a store that sells all the nerd stuff, including Magic the Gathering cards.
Very cool.
Devastated. Someone stole $15,000 worth of Magic the Gathering cards from this place.
Jackpot.
There's
look at the. I always see this and I like they know exactly where to go.
Thief caught on camera breaking into an Indiana game shop, stealing more than 1,600 highly prized Magic the Gathering playing cards in Brownsburg, Indiana. Estimated value of the stolen cards, $15,000. It's called Valkyrie's. That's
his butt
right.
Crack is hanging
his
out.
Ass is almost hanging out.
It is.
Jesus,
look
dude.
At this moon.
Pull up your pants.
Well, he definitely is a member there.
Yeah.
He's putting in a pizza delivery bag.
He
draws.
I don't understand
why
those places
huge.
Aren't locked up like dispensaries if they have that much value in the cards that are there.
I can't believe how much is spent on these cards.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So much money.
Yeah, if you're not into this stuff, it doesn't compute with your head, right? Like how, but no. I understand just from talking to you guys how much is involved. The store said the thief used tools to dismantle the locking mechanism in his side door before getting into the store about 4 o'clock in the morning. He went straight to the counter. He stole $1,600 of their highest valued Magic the Gathering playing cards. As James said, he can be seen shoving them into what looks to be a pizza delivery bag.
He drops half the stuff on his way out. Like, honestly, he had 3 giant binders that he drops on the way out. I'm like, dude, you've dropped a lot.
They said everyone is safe, but the loss is tremendous. It's a sad day in Nerdland.
You know, so I learned how to play this game and have like the online version of it. And the one thing that I've realized, and, you know, because every once in a while I'll like turn it on and I'll realize, oh, wow, like none of the cards that I have work anymore.
Because, yeah, I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Decks built up. I can't even play this deck. It doesn't work.
Because when they come out with like a new edition, the oldest edition, they then say, hey, by the way, you can't use any of those cards anymore. They're no good.
Yeah, they retire them or they only restrict them to certain types of play.
And that's why I wonder, I'm like, how are these things worth so much? Because you're like buying a card that you may you won't be able to use. It would just be because I guess you think it's cool.
Did we talk about Post Malone with the card?
No.
How much he spent $800,000, the most expensive card.
What?
Magic of the Gathering card.
One card?
Is it a Black Lotus?
$800,000.
Oh, he spent almost $1 million on one freaking playing card?
Was it the Black Lotus?
It had to be. I wrote it down in my notes because I wanted to remember the next time that we talked about Magic the Gathering.
That is the most expensive card.
But I had to look at Google it, but yeah.
Yep. The most expensive Magic the Gathering card cost an eye-watering $800,000. It's the Black Lotus, right?
Yeah.
That's usually...
That's crazy. That's all. Too much to spend on a card.
What Magic does that's different, I guess, is like they're good at controlling the amount of actual cards of each one that they have out there.
Yeah, like, and that's what they did by design, I think. Like, that's why they're always changing it up. They're always switching the decks and, you know...
But $800,000 for one card is a pretty crazy thing.
I mean, look at that dude.
I know. It's what he's going to do.
He's so crazy. It's like if he became a rapper.
I know. Like, I just tattooed my face.
Look at his shirt.
And you guys like, how is he so talented?
Put some face tattoos on Chuck and make him rap, and he's a nerd rapper extraordinaire.
Have Stella make him a necklace? That'd be
exactly. That's exactly what it looks like. Like, Stella had her little bead kit out and made a necklace.
He's probably got the Magic the Gathering card hanging on the end like a medallion.
And he might.
Chuck Malone!
Oh, man.
No.
I thought about it.
No. That's a bad idea.
I thought about it.
You're blowing like $1 million on a playing card.
Oh, but I can because I just make so much money because I'm post-Chuck or whatever.
Post-Chuck Malone.
Yeah.
What does that mean that he can win every game? Like, what does he get for almost $1 million on one card?
I honestly think, like, you just seal that thing up and you never touch it. Like, you're not even buying it
to
never touch it.
Will he make money off of it eventually?
It's a possibility, but just like anything.
Or will you lose money? I feel like you'll lose money.
I think he'll gain money because he bought it for underneath what it's worth.
It's worth more than $800,000?
I think it's worth probably. $1 million.
I don't understand.
But also now it's the Black Lotus card that was owned by Post Malone. Right. So now it's going to be worth even more.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Because it's always, I was trying to explain it to my dad because he was like, you know, I saw these people found some Roman coins. It must have been worth a fortune. I'm like, honestly, you can buy them for like $12. It's like nothing. And I said, it's the story that matters. Half the time, not what you find, not what you buy. This story now about this card, the fact that Post Malone bought it, it's gonna double the value of it eventually, as long as Post Malone stays somehow relevant for a while.
Not sure about that either.
I don't know.
You never know.
I think the careers of people like Post-Chuck Loan are limited.
I do think, though, that there is a chance, like, the value of all of this stuff crashes. You don't know. you don't know, like all these guys with sports cards that are like, oh yeah, I bought a you know, Michael Jordan for $5 million. There's no guarantee in life that it's going to go up to $10 million. It could drop down to $2 million. Like, you don't know, but right now it's a good idea to have them. But,
well, from Magic the Gathering cards to Pokemon cards, a neighborhood in Las Vegas is naming its streets after characters from Pokemon. I feel like that's going to turn some people off. Like, do you think Lisa's going to live on Jigglypuff Place?
Yes.
Where?
What about Squirtle Lane? Yeah.
But that's the names. All the streets in Charizard. This brand new neighborhood have Pokemon names. Here's what they have to say about it.
Oh yeah, Jigglypuff.
Just spell that every time.
Too. Yeah.
Charizard.
How do you spell Charizard?
So here's the construction manager.
Snorlax.
It's really, really hard to name streets in this town. And my boys, I have a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old, and they are obsessed with Pokemon. So that's where I got the idea from. When I hear Jigglypuff, like, I giggle when I hear it. So it's like, I guess when you're coming home from work and you had a bad day, you have to turn on Jigglypuff. That kind of makes you smile.
So,
yeah, but you have to tell like every customer service person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I live on Jigglypuff.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Ma'am, give me the real street name, please.
J I G L Y P.
Please stop crank calling here.
F.
Jiggly, just like it sounds.
Jigglypuff. Nope, that's one word.
Yeah, and I live right down the street from the Muffin Man.
Yep.
It's the corner crazy. Of Squirtle and Snorlax.
Snorlax.
That's a real intersection. Yes.
That's a real intersection in Vegas now.
So you can just, like, I guess, start your own neighborhood and then just pick the words or pick the names.
They're building it, right?
Oh, yeah.
That
so
was
it's
the
there.
Construction company, and she runs it. And so,
well, to be honest, you know, like, I have friends that live in an area that was, it used to be an old golf course, and it's been developed now into homes, and everything's named after golfers. Hmm. You know? So it's all sorts of different last names of famous golfers. And over by me, like, you know, it seems to be like a lot of UK type of things.
Yeah,
you
that's
know, different landmarks of, yeah. Over there. And it's like, okay, well, I mean, it is.
It's something that no one else will have. No one else lives on Jigglypuff Land.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, so I guess.
Anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So there's that, I guess, if you're looking for it. In the Big Apple, marijuana is becoming the city's love drug of choice. Cannabis products are now being infused with aphrodisiacs, and they are said to improve the sexual experience.
I like mine with clams.
One dispensary is selling love beads for arousal. It's a box of 20 dark chocolates made with cannabis and 5 exotic herbs renowned for their love-enhancing properties to increase sensuality.
Ah.
What can't we do?
That's right.
Right? Everything.
I wonder what they're putting in it, though.
This is them.
Like, yeah, they just tell you it's some stuff.
Yeah. But 5 exotic herbs is all they say. They say it was just a matter of time before THC and SEX joined forces in stores, and now it has. Fast acting onset within 20 minutes. Each love bean contains 5 milligrams THC and 5 milligrams CBD.
Yeah, it'd be weird because they talk about, like, there's lube and stuff now being made. It'd be weird to, decide to get sexually active with someone and not realize that whatever they're using was going to get you...
Hi.
Yeah.
Man, sex with you just got me buzzing like crazy.
That's right.
Oh, the way stop. Chuck says it now, he's so old. It'd be weird to get sexually active with someone.
I just tried to do it the James way.
Side effects. Yeah.
Kind of speak in a professional
he
manner.
You used to call it bang or drill or pound.
Nope. Sexually active.
Sexually active.
If I have sexual intercourse active. With someone,
you said making
times
love.
Change, yeah. That's for sure.
When you get to pounding a girl and then.
Those days are over.
Yeah. Would you care to get sexually active?
Yeah.
Pound, well, pound's been closed.
You gotta pound. Pound Town is a, is like one of those ghost cities.
Yeah. It's abandoned.
Sitting at the bottom of a mountain, tumbleweeds rolling through
it's
it.
It's like wooden buildings. And
no one's been to Pound Town for years. Don't go there.
You can't go to Pound Town. You'll die. You're right. I would.
It's funny and tragic.
Yeah, that's the truth. My God.
If I was to have a sexual experience with
nobody's gone to Pound Town in years.
Pound Town's been abandoned for about the last 25, 30 years.
Don't go down that road. That leads to Pound Town.
That's so sad that Pound Town is closed.
Listen, Pound Town closes for everybody.
That's so sad, no.
It does.
I hope
Pound Town closes for everybody.
You never know your last visit to Pound Town is your last visit.
You don't. That's a great point.
It maybe gets run down a bit.
No,
maybe it's not kept up like it used to be, but it's still there.
Pound Town is a different town.
Come visit Pound Town.
No, you just
still here?
No, you move to like feel good. You move to the town of feel good. Kind of feels good.
Kind of.
I think you moved to a town of self-love.
No, can we move back to
I lived in self-love for a long time. One of my favorite spots.
Population U.
Right on Lefty Lane.
No, that's so sad, Chuck. That made my heart hurt for a second there.
No, it's just the truth. I mean, I think that's just the truth. Pound Town closes down.
Come on. Pound Town.
Oh my God. Chuck, where are you going, dude?
It's time for me to get out of this town.
You can't leave now. The battle's just begun.
Battle's been over for me for decades.
No, there's pounding left to happen.
I can't pound anymore.
Don't say it, Chuck.
My Apple Watch is warning me. Intense activity,
just
intense sexual activity could
here.
Cause a heart attack. I gotta move out of Pound Town. Look for finer pastures and self-love.
We'll miss you here, man. I'm staying right to the very end.
Good luck here in Pound Town.
There's only one man left in Pound Town.
Yeah. I wish I could stay. It's not for everybody.
They left Pound Town.
Yeah. Oh, it's tragic. It's a tragic tale.
It's
guys, enjoy Pound Town while you're living there.
Yeah. What's really haunted me is James pointing out the you never know when it's your last trip to Pound Town.
Sorry, yeah. I stole that from an internet meme where they talk about gaming with your buddies.
Hilarious.
You don't realize the last time you're gaming with your buddies is the last time you're gaming.
Yep, and that's so true.
Yep.
But also, like, you never know.
It's just like Pound Town.
Yep.
Someone said, I remember I used to live in Pound Town too. Now I live in Aikesburg.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hey, they got any room there? Let me know.
Chuck the Freak's picking up. He's moving down.
Oh, I've been out of that town.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.